Daylight, October the 3rd, morning. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. Love is strong as death. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. You were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. Revelation 1:5, and Song of Solomon 8, verses 7 and 6. John 15:13, 1 Peter 2:24, Ephesians 1:7, 1 Corinthians 6:11, 1 Peter 2:9, and Romans 12:1. Daily Light, October the 3rd, evening. There are varieties of service, but the same Lord. Over the king's treasuries was Asmaveth, the son of Adiel, and over the treasuries was Jonathan, the son of Uzziah, and over those who did the work of the field for the tilling of soil was Esri, the son of Chelub, and over the vineyards was Shimei, the Ramathite. All these were stewards of King David's property. God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administration, and various kinds of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him be glory and dominion for ever and for ever. There are varieties of service, but the same Lord. 1 Corinthians 12:5 and 1 Chronicles 27:25-27. 1 Chronicles 27:31. 1 Corinthians 12:28 and 1 Corinthians 12:11. 1 Peter 4:10 and 11.